to a belief. Now, can I be aware of that belief and how as an escape? And when I observe it quietly, the escape and the belief disappear without any effort. Are you following all this? Because the moment you introduce effort, then there is the observer and the observed, and therefore the conflict. But when you are aware of all the implications of loneliness, then there is no observer. There's only the fact of this feeling of being utterly isolated. This isolation takes place also through our daily activity. My ambition, my greed, my envy, concern with my own desire to fulfill, to become somebody, to improve myself. I am so concerned with my little, beastly little self. And that is the part of my loneliness. You following? During the day, during the sleep, in all the activities I do, I am so concerned about myself. Me and you. We and they. You follow? I am concerned. I am committed to myself. I want to do things for myself. In the name of my nation, in the name of my God, in the name of my family, in the name of my wife, and all that nonsense that goes on. So, this loneliness comes into being through daily activities of self-concern, right? And when I become aware of all the content of the implication of loneliness, I see all this, right? I see it, not theorize about it. You understand? When I look at something, the details come out. When you look closely at a tree, at a river, or the mountain, or a person, then in that observation you see everything. It tells you, you don't tell it. So, when you so observe,